I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. Don't miss Cold's new Season 3, where I look into the unsolved disappearance of Cherie Warren, a woman last seen leaving her job at a Salt Lake City office in 1985. Police cast suspicion on Cherie's estranged husband and boyfriend, but never made any arrests or recovered Cherie's remains. Find Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie, anywhere you get your podcasts.
KSL News Time, 6:45. The three things you need to know this hour first.
State health officials thrilled to see COVID-19 case rates go down and that it looks like we've passed the plateau. They think rates will plummet once young teens can get the vaccine. I'm KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson.
Second, police in Rigby, Idaho say it was a sixth grade girl who pulled a gun from her backpack and fired multiple shots at fellow students and staff. Two students and a custodian were hit, but none of their injuries are life-threatening. The girl is in custody. Third, our biggest traffic trouble spot. Here's Ricky Meese.
We are starting to see speeds improve, but we still have delays. Northbound I-15 from just before 4500 South to 2100 South. But the good news is the crash that had left lanes blocked has been cleared. We do have right lanes blocked on the exit ramp from northbound I-15 at 1300 South with a multiple vehicle crash there. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Plenty of sunshine and temperatures in the mid-80s today. I'm Kevin Eubank.
85 degrees downtown. Time for KSL's top national stories.
Police in St. Cloud, Minnesota say at some of the hostages that are being held inside a Wells Fargo bank branch, the site of a reported robbery, have been released. Authorities say all of the hostages are employees. The FBI is also on the scene. Schools in Rigby, Idaho will be closed tomorrow after a student opened fire today at the city's middle school, wounding three. Superintendent Chad Martin.
It's the worst nightmare a school district could ever face. We prepare for it. But we're never truly ready for it.
Prosecutors say they're considering charges for the suspect, a sixth grade girl, including attempted murder. President Biden touting his infrastructure plan and the tax hike to pay for it.
You're a construction worker and your wife's a school teacher. You're paying at a higher tax rate than corporate America's paying. Not a joke.
The president in Louisiana today. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis has signed a list of new voting regulations into law. They restrict when and where ballot drop boxes can be used and who can collect them and how many. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
Time now for the KSL In-Depth. The Utah Supreme Court decision in Salt Lake City makes it clear transgender people can update birth certificates, driver's licenses, and other records to match their sex with their gender identity. The ruling comes after a lower court judge refused to let a transgender woman and transgender man change the gender on their birth certificates in 2016. Today, the plaintiff, Angie Rice, reacted to the court's decision.
One of the things I know that stands out to me was that how wrong it's been that Sean's and my life was put on hold for so long. And so I have no animosity or no bitterness. I have gratitude that it's finally over. Just like if you introduced yourself to me as you did and you said, you know, I'm so-and-so, I'm a lady, that you are. And what people don't maybe realize yet is it goes so far beyond birth certificates. That's the beginning. That was our court case. But what that birth certificate drives under the law is, you know, passports, driver's license. What people don't understand is that now that goes into healthcare, because a woman needs different healthcare than a man needs healthcare. And typical health insurance, if you need women's health care and your gender marker on the insurance paperwork, you know, is the wrong gender, then the insurance companies deny your medical health coverage. I went through a period of time in my life a few years back where I have amazing, you know, TRICARE insurance from my military service. I had even better medical insurance from, you know, my school district's, you know, group policy. But the school district's insurance policy always has to file, you know, as the primary, right? And if your primary declines, then TRICARE can't pick up as a secondary. And so I had magnificent health coverage. I was double covered for health insurance, but yet I lived a period of time with no insurance coverage at all because the group policy denied because of the gender marker conflict. And so just basic, even medical care was either out of pocket or not done.
In his dissent, Justice Thomas Lee wrote that for decades, the law has provided for a court order to amend a birth certificate's sex designation, and that has been understood to mean biological sex based on physical evidence at birth. And you've been listening to the KSL In-Depth at 15 and 45. We continue our emergency traffic coverage with Ricky Meese.
Well, for those who are moving northbound on I-15, we are starting to see speeds improve. It's still a little bogged down as you're going between 4500 and 2100 South, but the crash prior to 2100 South has been cleared. All lanes are open. If you're going to be exiting near Murray at 4500 South, a crash with vehicles over to the right shoulder and more emergency crews arriving on the scene. And then continuing northbound I-15, exiting at 1300 South, a multiple vehicle crash with injuries blocking two right lanes. You can still get around it in the left lane. Southbound I-15 still heavy and slow from 5300 to 90th South. Michelle?
Well, we're seeing good speeds, I-15 in Utah County. A little bit of slowing on Redwood Road between Lehigh and Saratoga Springs. And for drivers on Bangor Highway, that's also a little bit of a slowdown as you're going through South Jordan. Steve?
15 is still a bit of a slow go in Davis County, mainly from Shepherd Lane in Kaysville up to about Hillfield Road, and a bit thick into Clearfield as well. Northbound 89 is clearing out. Leftover slowdowns from Mutton Hollow to Cherry Lane and from SR 193 up to the I-84 ramps. Steve Carlson in the KSL Traffic Center.
And let's take a look at the 7-day forecast. Here's Kevin Eubank.
Marie, it's been a beautiful day. Sunny skies, extra warm temperatures, mid-80s here in Salt Lake City. Tonight, lows will be in the 50s with highs in the low 80s on Friday. The difference on Friday is we'll see increasing clouds as the day goes on, and a cold front moves by Friday night. That'll drop temperatures by 20 degrees for Saturday. It'll be mostly sunny Saturday, but cooler. Highs only in the low 60s. Clouds increase again on Sunday ahead of our next storm that'll come in Sunday night into Monday. It looks for a chance for some light rain with temperatures staying in the 60s. Drier and warmer conditions move in by the middle of the week back to the 70s and 80s. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Kevin Eubank.
Right now, 85 degrees, a lot of sunshine in downtown Salt Lake City. Not a record breaker, though. The record for the day, 91 degrees.
2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
There's desperation and anguish.
More than 80,000 Afghans have since arrived in America, but this story is still unfolding. I'm Andrea Martin. In my new podcast, Stranger Becomes Neighbor, we'll find out what happens to these new arrivals in our communities. Who would help our newest neighbors? Follow us at kslpodcast.com, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.